group of boys and girls. You know, God can do amazing things with us if we give ourselves completely to Him, can't He? And Puringa was just that kind of a young man. He was devoted to God. And there was no seven-day people on the Upper Rama River. And he just longed to tell those people about God's love for them and how Jesus was coming soon. So he carefully made preparations. It was going to be a difficult place. These people were known for their cruelty and their meanness. So he prepared his heart. He didn't have very much money. He just had a few clothes to wear. But he prepared his heart. He prayed and he studied his Bible. He wanted to in every way be ready for the difficult time ahead of him. And then a few days later, he slipped his canoe in the river and went up. It was a hard journey. He paddled upstream with all of his might, finally made it and slid his canoe into the thick branches along the side and hid it carefully. And he looked around and he saw a path that led to the first village. So he dropped down on his knees and he said, "Lord, please help me. Help me to show these people the truth and help my life to be a witness for you and your message. And help me to lead someone to you." And then he got up and he pressed his way through the jungle. And sure enough, he hadn't expected a very happy welcome. And he wasn't disappointed. They hauled him to the village chief, and the chief was angry. He said, "We know who you are. You're from the 7 days. You'll take away all of our wives and only leave us one. And you'll make us get rid of all of our pigs and stop us from smoking. And you'll take away our betel nut so we can't even chew it. We don't want you here." And so Puringa says, "Well, I came as a friend. I can't stay very long, but I have pictures to show you and many wonderful things to tell you." So they talked it over and they murmured and they glared at him. But finally, he heard a couple snickers, kind of some cunning laughter. And the Toltol got up and spoke to him. And he said, "You can stay a little while, and we'll listen to your stories, but you can't live in our houses, and you can't eat from our gardens. We will sell you food, but we won't give you any." And so Puringa did. He built a little hut out of bamboo and can't remember the kind of grass it was, but anyway, he built his house, and you know, everybody owned that bamboo, so every stick of that bamboo and every little blade of grass, he had to pay some of his precious money for. And so he put his hut up, and every morning and every night, he would go into the village with his pictures, and he would tell those stories. And day after day, he did that, and village to village, he went and told his stories. But in all those villages where he went, the people treated him mean because they had spread word ahead he was coming. And they were so mean to him, and they told him the same thing. "We are not 7 days, and we want to keep our pigs, and we want to smoke, and we want to have our betel nut. Go away and leave us alone. You're wasting your time." So it was really hard. Every day, Puringa visited the sick, and he played with the children, and he helped with work around the villages. But nobody at all wanted to know about Jesus and his love. But they did want one thing, and that was Puringa's money. Every day they brought him food. There was like bananas and pawpaws and sweet potatoes and taro and yams. And he had to spend his money. They wouldn't give him one mouthful of food unless he gave him his money. And so they did that. And then the day came when all of his money was gone. And he told the people, "I don't have any money left." And they said, "Well, then you can't have food." And he said, "But I'll starve." And they said, "Well, go back to where you came from. We don't want you here." And so he thought, "I can't go back yet. I have to be here a little longer." So then he had an idea. He took his shirt off and he said, "I will give my shirt for a week of food." And a man came up and took his shirt. And then he sold his undershirt. And that lasted him a few more days. And then he sold a mirror, some odds and ends he brought with him. And then he sold his pair of pants. And then his other pair of pants. And all he had left was his lap that he could wrap around his body. He had nothing left to sell. So he gave his last speech. He said, "I've been with you here many, many months, weeks. And I've told you about God's love for you. And he pleaded with them to give their hearts to God. But there was a little murmuring and no one made a move. So he said, after I am gone, think about what I've said. And if you ever need help, come to the mission of the 7 days and we will try and help you. He was so disappointed when he pushed his canoe into the river and made his way downstream, and he thought, was it all for nothing? You might say, well, too bad he didn't give up a long time ago. God would never expect him to give up all that. But all he could think about was telling those people about God's love. So he went home, and months passed, and every day he prayed for those people in the upper Rami River. And one day, Puringa, you're wanted at the mission. So he ran down to the mission, and he saw the group of men. They were from all those villages, and he remembered their faces. And you know what they said? They said, we remember when you left about your stories, and we miss them. And we remember what you said about Jesus coming soon, and we want to be ready. We want to learn to be 7 days. And you know, that reminds me about Jesus. He lived not for himself. Everything that he did, he gave his whole life in service for others. And every step he took, he made sacrifices, didn't he, for us. And he laid aside his glory and became like a servant. And then he gave his life for you and for me. So let's have a little prayer, okay? Dear Father, thank you for these boys and girls. Lord, we long to make you happy. We long to tell others of how much we appreciate you. So please put it in each boy and girl's heart here and each one of us every day, something that we can do to show others how much we care for them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, don't forget your little coin. Thanks, Kate. Thank you.